We bless your holy name. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now let's also, the third point, prayer for consecration and transformation, that we may draw him as we prepare for the coming year. And it's 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, as a change into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. And that is the word of the Lord. But we are going to be changing from glory to glory, that into this 2021, we will not be the same. We're going to be worshiping him in truth and in spirit. We're going to be worshiping him with our soul. Have you ever had a soul worship? You begin to worship God even in your sleep, when your soul is worshiping the Lord. The Lord taught me about soul worship, to worship the Lord in your soul, in your spirit, in your completeness, even in your flesh. Let us begin to pray for a full anointing this year. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we begin to pray for a full anointing. Lord, to worship you totally in truth and in spirit. It will increase us from grace to grace. Lord, that we will worship you in our soul. That we will teach us how to worship the Lord, a soul worship. Lord, to be aligned with you when we, even on our bed, even when we are sleeping, we are worshiping. We are aligning with your word. Let your word be ingrained in our system, that we may worship you in truth and in spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Let us begin to pray. The next topic, we're going to pray for perseverance and endurance, that we may persevere, endure, and remain faithful to his will unto the end, and that we may be counted worthy to escape all the things that are coming upon the world, and to stand before him in his coming. Matthew 24:13 and Luke 21:36. And it's Matthew 24:13 says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. It's not those who started, it's those who finished the race. Yes, we can all start the race, but don't get tired. Let's finish this race. Let God give us the grace to finish the race. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we are praying for endurance. We are praying for perseverance. We are praying to finish the race. We are praying, Lord, that nothing will hinder us in this race. Lord, we are praying to help us. Lord, your grace is enough for us. Your grace is sufficient unto us. Give us the grace to fight this, to run this race to the end. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Also in Luke 21:36, it said, watch ye therefore. Luke 31:36, it says, watch ye therefore and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that are coming to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. We don't want to hear, get away from me, you workers of iniquity. What have you been doing? Let us examine ourselves. What have we been doing in our time in this world? Some of us have been here for 50, 60 years. What have we been doing? Let us not be put ashamed on that day. That the Lord will say, I never knew you. I never knew you. You worker of iniquity. Let it not be our portion. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, begin to pray, Lord, that you will preserve us to the end. That, Lord, we will get that crown. When you say, come up hither, that we will not be counted as someone that does not deserve to go with you. We pray that you help us, O Lord. Father, come and help us. Father, Lord, to endure to the end. Endurance, Lord. We can, Lord, to run this race, Lord, with endurance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to go on to continue prayer for continued grace and protection into the new year. And with that, we're going to have display Psalm 91, and we're going to declare it, Psalm 91. Everyone, Psalm 91, we're going to declare it. Let's all declare it into our family, into ourselves. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is our refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I trust. Surely He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence, coronavirus. He shall cover me with His feathers, and under His wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because I have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation, there shall no evil befall me, neither any plague come near my dwelling. Coronavirus will not come to my house. Shall give His angels charge over me to keep me in all His ways. They shall bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I shall tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and dragon shall I trample under feet. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will He deliver me. He will set me on high, because He has known my name. He shall call upon me, and He will answer me. He will be with me in trouble. He will deliver me and honor what we should in and satisfy me and show us His salvation. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
The Lord is good.
All the time.
Say the Lord is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
The Lord is good.
Lord is good. He has done me well. Oh my soul, rise up and praise the Lord. Amen.
Rise up and praise the Lord.
Want to be anointed, it's okay. If you don't want to, it's okay too, because the Lord is here. I said he's here because when I was coming here, I brought him along with me. And when I got over here, he already was here. And you brought him too. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just want to read a scripture here. I'm so excited. I can't even flip through this. I can't flip through the Bible. Amen. I'm reading 1 Samuel chapter 16. And Samuel said unto Jesse, verse 11, I hear all thy children. And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. Hallelujah. I pray that as you move into the new year, you'll be found at your pay, at your place of assignment. In the name of Jesus. Because we are his ambassadors. Wherever, every place we step our foot, we are ambassadors. Whether you're a pharmacist, you're a doctor, a truck driver, you will be at your place like David was as we are moving to New Year, because he has done very well. Can somebody say amen? David was at his place. This is for somebody. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. Hallelujah. You know what? As you walk into the new year, folks will have to stand up to welcome your presence. Somebody can say amen. I said somebody can say amen. Because Isaiah 51, he said, the trees of the forest clap for you at the sound of your name. Can somebody say amen as you move in? So if you like to get prayed for, if you like to get anointed with oil like David was here, and Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward, in the name of Jesus. If you like to get anointed with oil, there's something special about it. It's the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want to, please come forward. Just take a lamp. I'm going to ask Pastor Julius, Brother John, and who else is in the house, please? Pastor Augustine, please, if you want to, please put on your mask. You know, put on your mask, just courtesy. My hands are blessed with the blessing of the Lord. Anyone I touch certainly is blessed in the name of Jesus. And as the men of God here anoint you, receive everything we have said in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you want to stand up, it's okay. If you want to kneel down, it's in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord is good. Whatsoever you desire as you move into 2021, as it is written, it shall be so in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus covers you, covers me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
closer to that light. Come closer to that light.
Let a power of the Holy Ghost. Say your name on earth. you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's use the hymn as offering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Title of our song is Time is filled with swift transition. We should hold to God's unchanging hands. Amen.
Amen.
Goes thus. Time is filled with swift transition. None of earth or move can stand.
Changing hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I say, glory be to God. Amen. We're excited. God's goodness has kept us. It's keeping us in the next 1 hour or so. According to the time in Phoenix, Arizona, where we are, we're going to be moving into the new year. To God be the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Mary Jane Loughran Benn, the lady who wrote this song, Hold Unto God's Unchanging Hand. The author has her own early travel, a lot of them. She has a spinal situation from her youth that caused her to be wheelchair bound for the rest of her life. Many earthly pleasures were denied her because of her medical situation. Marriage is out of question. Children is out of question. She has to depend a lot
on the goodwill of others to take care of her. But at the darkest hour of her time, she said, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen? That the time we live in, me and you, is filled with sweet transition. Caution us to build our hope on things eternal and hold on to God's unchanging hand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The year 2020, if it has taught us anything, it is how valuable our time is and how the times can change in a sweet transition within a short period. Around this time 1 year ago, I stood on this pulpit and preached about crossing over Jordan. End of year crossover message. Only God knows, and to those He revealed it to some extent, have an inkling what the year 2020 will hold for mankind. There was a sweet transition from peace and calm and security to time of chaos and confusion and fear and so many other things that come. You know, January things were looking okay. Around February we start to hear murmurs and, you know, something is happening, this is happening, and nobody really got a hang of it. By March, the whole nations of the world was gripped with fear. There is this disease, a plague, that is ravaging the land. And nobody knows exactly where it is coming from or what it's doing or how it's doing it or cure for it or how we can get through this. The scientists, the doctors, nobody have an answer. And it is a situation, a disease, a plague that doesn't differentiate between the rich and the poor. Doesn't matter if you are white or black or green or yellow. No matter who you are, it's something that can strike and destroy. We try to paint over it and say it is nothing and so on, but time will tell that as of today, over 300,000 has died in America alone. Some families are financially ruined. Some families have an empty table in the dining room. Some families lost not just father and mother, but some sisters and brothers. Families that have saying that about 12 people in the family just were wiped away. What pained me most is that many of these souls are not prepared to meet the Lord. Time. Swift transition. It can change. And it can change drastically. We pray that our own time will change to something great. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For me and you. Amen. We don't have an answer, but God does have an answer in every situation that comes to man. Universally, mankind may be in confusion or troubled, but not our God. Amen? Let's quickly open the scripture to Deuteronomy chapter 33. Deuteronomy 33, verse 26 to 29, and we're going to read together. Deuteronomy 33:26. Read with me. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is what? Is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arm. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee and shall destroy them. Amen. 28. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heaven shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by who? The Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency. And thy enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon them their high places. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Go back to 26 quickly for us. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heavens in thy help. What is Jeshurun? By definition, it is talking about Israel, but it's also relating to the people of God. Jeshurun, by definition, is he who seated or standeth upright. Listen to this. He seated or standeth upright because he is held upright. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jeshurun, by definition, can go and Google it and stuff, is he who is upright because something else is holding him upright. And who is it that holdeth us? The Lord God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So it's not by power, it's not by might, it is by God and God alone. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All the clamor I started hearing, people started shouting and crying and saying, hey, we wish that 2020 will just pass. Yes, we're going to pass it in the next 1 hour or so. But I want to remind us of something as we go into this message. Yes, 2020 will pass. And we wake up and see January 2021. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Even people who doesn't believe in God are praying, just let 2020 pass, and so on and so forth. I have good news and somehow some bad news. 2020 may pass, but does it mean that the trouble and the headache and the pain and the anguish of 2020 will just magically wipe away in January 2021? No. We're still going to face a lot of challenges. And that is where your faith in God, where your trust in God, where your reliance in God, where you are committed unto him that is able to keep you matters. Not by the definition of time or people or the outlook others are painting, but by your comprehensive faith in the Lord God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Go to 33:27, please. He says here, for me and you who might be watching this from your home or from any part of the world at this point, the promise I want us to take with us into 2021, no matter what may be waiting or no matter what is there out there, is that the eternal God is what? Your refuge. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And underneath you is what? The everlasting arms of the Lord. It is an arm that will not fail. It is an arm that will not by any means be derailed. There is no force or power that can weaken the arm of the Lord. Just make sure you stay in that arm. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Another important part he makes us to understand in that is to also that you should make God your dwelling place. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How do we make God our dwelling place? By being in him, by staying in him, and by not moving out of him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let God be your hope and your salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, in our earthly pilgrimage in this life is filled with or is made up of three major phases. For us mortals, mere mortals in this life, there is three phases that we face: the past, the present, and what? And the future. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The past is what me and you at times can look at and say, okay, learn from hindsight. No, we did this wrong. We take correction and stuff and so on. The present is what we are going through right now. And the future is what no man knows except if the Lord reveals it to you. But that is entirely in the hands of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So now we have the past, we have the present, and we have the future in our own time zones. Being mortal. And we say, how can we look at 2021 and see what will happen? What can happen? How do we negotiate it? Just like 2020, you know, January, everything was looking nice, and suddenly in February, things just went down the drain. We may not know, we may not be assured completely of what it is, but we can be sure of something. We know who holds the future. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 says, Jesus Christ, the same what? That is the past. Today, that is present. And then tomorrow, that is the future. Amen. He does not change. And he cannot fail. Many a times I even see some people who, out of fear for life or fear for this and that, try to consult and I've been approached many times by such people who want to tell me of the future. I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Amen. One thing I know is say, I know the thought which I have towards you. It is what? Thought of good and not of evil. To give you what? An expected end. I don't need you telling me what my future holds. God knows my future. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today and the same tomorrow. So once people are afraid of the future, I want to admonish each one of us that is watching or listening. Know that the everlasting arm of the Lord is there to guide you through whatever comes tomorrow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The stone of Israel is not man. There is no changes or variableness with him. If he says it, he's able to do it. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. There is a man in the Bible called Jacob. Many of us knows about him. He went through transition at a point of his life that went about the past, the present, and the future. You see, Jacob was called a trickster by his name, by the definition of his name. He's a cheater. He has a way of maneuvering things and getting what he wants one way or the other. And then, in his past, he enraged his brother, Esau, and took the blessing that belonged to Esau. And Esau promised to kill him, to cut off his head. So they look for, what can we do? What can I do? The mother said, you better run. Your brother is a man of war. He's going to cut off your head for sure. So he hightailed it to his uncle, Laban. That is his past. For 20 years, he lived with his uncle. Within that time, it wasn't a peaceful existence. There were a lot of trouble. He got married and they cheated him on that one, and then he got to the other one, and then he served for another 6 years for the cattle and sheep. And things were not just peaceful. That is his past. Then one day, God told him it's time to go back to your father's land. But he looked at, what am I going to go back to? But he listened and decided to go. And then on the way, he was going back after all that. I'm not going to go into explaining what happened along the way, how Laban caught up with him, trying to kill him again, but for the Lord, who told him, do not kill him. Do not touch my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. But the past and the present is there with him, and the future is not looking so good for him. For along the way, when he was getting close to his home, he sent a message to his brother Esau, who had promised to kill him, to destroy him because of the wrong he did to him. So here is Jacob coming. There are three divergent time situations that came upon him. His past, his sin, his mistakes, his failure of the past was there. And in the present, he just heard that his brother, a warlike warrior, is coming to meet him with what? 400 men. Huh. It cannot be good. Why is he coming with 400 men to meet me? Of course, he knows. Didn't he promise to kill me whenever he sees me again? And his heart was troubled. He looked for a way out. He doesn't know. He started to change and plan ahead and took some of the children and put in the first row, another one on the second row, and the third one on the third row, and then he himself crossed over. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But something happened, and that's where I want you to get tonight. That the future can be defined by your actions tonight. 2021 can be defined by your actions tonight, by your belief system. So after having taken the children and everything and put them forward and stuff, he crossed over himself and he met an angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord. And they start to wrestle all night. And this guy, Jacob, knows that if I cross over to 2021 without the Lord, without the blessing, without the help of the Lord, I'm done. So here comes daybreak, and he says, let me go. It is daybreak. He says, I'm not doing what? Letting you go. What do you want? Until you bless me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So they wrestled some more. He touched him, disabled him and stuff. He still wouldn't let go. And then he said, well, I will bless you and change your future, your destiny. Your star is changed from tonight. Your name is no more what? Jacob. But your name shall be what called? Israel, which means a prince with God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now I want to admonish everybody that is sitting here tonight. Do not allow the future to panic or make you to be fearful. There are certain sure to be challenges. There are things that will happen, may not be COVID-19, but any other stuff. But I want you to believe what the Lord has said about 2021 for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That I, the Lord, will go before you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I, the Lord, will go before you. He said, he is my rock and my salvation, and God is my defense. I shall not be moved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is your defense going into 2021. I heard the other day in the news, COVID-19 has some variants. Different ones that come from United Kingdom. Another one from South Africa, another one from Nigeria and stuff, different variant that's coming. They are scratching their head, is everything going to contain it? Well, all I know is that God is still alive. All I know is that God is still in control. All I know that the objective and the purpose of God must be fulfilled. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What I don't know is what the world can do about it, but I know what I will do about it. I will hold on to God until he has issued me a blessing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will trust unto God until he has changed the circumstances, the future on my behalf. I say to people, why do you worry about changing? Once you got a hold of Jesus, Your star is changed forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For there will be no incantation against Israel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you got, if you are star, if you have been condemned, if you have been one of those who are issued to die for destruction, when you got a hold of God, when you got a hold of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, your destiny is changed forever for good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. He said, because he has made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. Amen. If you make him your habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. That is the promise of God. I want you to hold on to that. Amen. Amen. Because God has promised and he will do it. He said he will keep him in perfect peace, whose heart is trusted in him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord will keep you in perfect peace. And the kind of peace God is going to leave for you for 2021 is not at the kind of peace the Lord, the world give it. It is a special peace from God, so that when every other thing is looking downcast and everything gloomy, you still live by God's sustenance and by the Lord's promise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The covenant-keeping God will not fail you. Amen? Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Believe fully that he will hold you through. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. Let us look at Isaiah chapter 46. Isaiah 46, verse 3 to 4. We have an unfailing assurances from our God. Look at what God says here, so that you know that God is bent on fulfilling his promises. Read with me. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob. Amen. Hallelujah. And all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age, I am he. And even to your whole gray hairs will I carry you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, from the time you are born in your belly from your mother, he said, the Lord is carrying you. The Lord is what? Carrying you. And even to your gray hair, there is no time he will abandon you. He said, I will still be carrying you. Amen. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Where do you carry children? Why do you carry children? You carry children because many a time they need comfort. I can see some mothers here holding their children. It may be for their defense. When you see children being carried, you are carrying them because they need to be carried. The Lord says here, put your trust in the Lord. Even in your old age or when you are young, the Lord has promised in Isaiah 46, for I will carry you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Look at the mothers carrying children. You see the children sleeping in their hand comfortably. They are not worried. There might be things going around them, noise or whatever. They are relaxed in the hands of their mom. Now, I want you to know that God's arm is even far better than the hands of the mother. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And even to your old age, he says, I am he. And even to your whole age will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. Lord Jehovah God will carry you through January 2021, through February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December, in Jesus' name. He will carry you just like a mother carries the baby. Careful that he doesn't drop him or her. Careful that that baby receives the comfort and defense from the mother. And the Lord God will carry you through every hurdle, through every situation. No matter what the enemy will throw, the Lord will carry you through in the name of Jesus. You have to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's quickly read as we're rounding up Isaiah 46, 9 to 10. This is the promise of he who promised. Remember the former things of old, for I am God. Amen. And there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, blessed be the name of the Lord. When me and you are dabbling to find out what is January, God already reached December. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He's already far advanced. He has seen and chartered every move. He has already set a defense for you. He has already given angels charge about you for the rest of 2021. Amen? Amen? That is the God we serve. He declares the end even from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying what? My counsel shall stand, and I will do my pleasure. What is God's pleasure about you? To give you an expected end. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why will God do that? He said in Zechariah, he said, you are the apple of my eyes, and whoever touches you touches me. So every device of the enemy, every plan of the enemy, the Lord already catch and destroy them for you 2021 in Jesus' name. But hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Brethren, like we already stated, God knows tomorrow. Me and you does not. At times he reveals it to us. He shows us what will happen or what will be. But ultimately, it is in the hands of the Lord. My advice and admonition tonight is that we have to hold on to God's everlasting arm. Amen? For the Lord God has promised, according to where we read in Deuteronomy 33, verse 27, that his everlasting arm will be underneath you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us stand on our feet as we declare some blessings to each and every one of us tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Say amen when I declare it. The Most High will carry you on eagle's wing in 2021 in Jesus' name. His Shekinah glory will be your shield and your buckler. For the Lord, according to his promise, will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion. Amen. And upon her assemblies, a cloud and a smoke by day, and a shining of flaming fire by night. And for all, the glory of the Lord shall be for a defense. Amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what it's called. Whether it's COVID-19 or COVID-20 or 21 or whatever. There is a name that is above every name. And that name of Jesus, powers above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God will give a standing order to his angel. Amen? That standing order will see that you shall not dash your foot even against a stone. He will carry you on the palms of your hand, of his hand. And the enemy cannot stand the Lord, because there will be a ring of fire around you from January to December in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that shaking of glory, the enemy cannot penetrate it. And that fire anointing of the Lord, the enemy can do nothing about it, because it is the fire of the Lord. And he will ring you. He will ring your family. It will ring your children. It will ring your husband. It will ring your wife. Upon your assemblies, your place of work, wherever you may go, as you drive, that fire shall protect and cover you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His right arm, his everlasting arm, shall be your shield and be your defense in 2021. You shall not cross over 21 into shame. You shall not cross over into 21 into troubles. You shall not cross over into 21 with headache, with pain or suffering. You shall be victorious in the name of Jesus. We declare it in Jesus' name. Your way shall be paved with victory. You shall sing to the glory of the Lord. Even the mountains and the hills will rejoice over you. Every creation of the Lord will clap their hands on your behalf. For cause the Lord has shown his favor upon you. The favor of the Lord shall be upon you. And God, our maker, even the covenant-keeping God, shall grant your petitions in Jesus' name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll call my dear wife to come and join me at this point. Let her do a shout out unto the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, hallelujah. Get your this in. We want to do a shout out to the Lord. I want you to read with us as it goes on. When we start with us. Amen. Hallelujah. I said here, great is our God. In Psalm 149 verse 6, he said, let the high praises of our God be in their mouth, and the two-edged sword in their hand. I want you to know that God will become for you whatever you believe him to be. The eternal God is duty bound to you to honor your declaration of faith as you believe. For when you call a fireman, they come to put out the fire, amen? And so also will a policeman try to protect you and a doctor heal you. This is their duties. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you believe God to be your provider, he will provide for you.
Amen.
If you believe him to be your healer, he will heal your diseases. Amen. If you believe him to be your way maker, he will make a way for you.
Amen.
If you believe him to be your mighty warrior, he will fight your battles.
Amen.
And so now join me, everybody. Shout out to the Lord from your voice and say, he is the mighty God,
the everlasting Father,
the Prince of Peace,
the wonderful God,
the Counselor of Heaven. He is the light of the world, the hope of the whole world, the joy and the glory of heaven, the ancient of days. Shout hallelujah, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want the musicians just softly before we sing. Just softly, I want everybody now in the spirit of worship. I want you to think about the Lord and concentrate about Him. Forget what happened 5 minutes ago. For what's about to happen 7 minutes from now. Forget all that. And just be in communion with Him right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you. I want everybody to please stand. We're going to worship the Lord. The last thing we're going to do this year, and the first thing we're going to do next year, it's going to be worshiping the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God is a spirit. And the hour is coming, and now is, the Lord said, that the true worshipers of God will worship Him in spirit and in truth. For God is seeking. So, did you ever know that God is actually looking for people? Some people say, well, we're looking for God. Well, God is looking for you. Amen. God is really looking for you. He's looking for true worshipers. As the praise team begin to lead us in this worship, let's disengage. Disengage from the person next to you. Disengage from everything else. Just concentrate on it. very softly, and I invite everybody. Let this be the first thing you do for the Lord today. Let us bow and worship all over this audience, all over this place. Let us bow down on our knees and worship. I want you to play that softly now. Just softly, very softly. Be still and know that I am God. Holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy. Visualize him in the spirit. See him as he is. Adore him. Worship him. And he'll begin to move you to become like him. Oh, see him as he is. Worship him. See him as he is. Wants us to move from self-consciousness be still and know that I am God. In his presence nothing moves unless God directs it. Visualize him right now. Be united with him. He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Be joined unto him right now in communion. Harikasunderi malakusha. Reso bianda lakundis karumata hilasu payinat. We have served the Lord with gladness. Now he wants you to move and commune with him. You continue to serve him, but you move into communion. You move into communion. You want to be united with him. Oh, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Oh, that we may know him and understand his will. Oh, that I may know him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is seeking those that will truly love him.
He said in his word, he that loves me will keep my commandments. But he that loves me, I'm going to seek him out. My Father and I will seek him out. We will find him. And we will come in. And we will sup with him. This is different, folks, from God so loved the world. God so loved the world is different from this one. This one, God will seek you out. He will come and make his abode with you. And that's what he wants to do. He's inviting you to move into that most holy place. Come out from the outer court. Move through the holy place and come into the most holy place. For there is a place where the Lord has chosen to put his name there. And there will I meet with you, saith the Lord. In this new year, may the Lord meet with us in that most holy place, where our communion with him will not be broken, that we may have constant flowing communion with the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. This today is just the first step in a journey of transformation that God is going to wrought in our lives this year. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I exalt thee.
I exalt thee.
Sing it with me a few times. And let me be the first to say, Happy New Year!
Hallelujah!
We're not quite finished yet. Just hold on for a few minutes. I'm going to tell you something just very quickly. And then Sister Adora has indicated that she has something to share from the Lord, a word that the Lord gave her during worship. But listen to this before we go on. And there are some things that God will tell us more. Not tonight. You have to come on Sunday. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. If you are there on Sunday, you'll hear it. You know, but I just want to read one thing, and there is it's for somebody here today. So turn with me to Isaiah, or you don't have to turn, just put it up and everybody can read it. Isaiah chapter 44. I will just read this, and then I'm going to let Sister Dora share what she has from the Lord. Isaiah 44. I'm going to just read from verse 23. Maybe I can read it on the screen. I'll be quicker than flipping through this Bible here. But where I'm really going is a few more verses down the line there. So keep, as I read, go to the next few verses. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord has done it. Amen.
Amen.
Shout, ye lower parts of the earth, and break forth into singing, ye mountains.
Amen.
O forest, and every tree therein.
Amen.
For the Lord had redeemed.
Yes, sir.
Put your family's name there. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. The Lord has redeemed us. And he has glorified himself in us. Let me read the next few verses. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 24. You skipped one verse there. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, and that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. See, he has to first of all tell us all those things, because this is really what he wants to say. That frustrated the tokens of the lies.
Amen.
A lot of tokens of lies. The Lord is the one that frustrates them. And he will make diviners mad.
Amen.
That's right. Now, people who have tried to divine your life, divine the life of your children, you know, they have been tokens of lies from maybe the time somebody was born till now. And maybe some tokens of lies even in this new year. But I am the Lord that frustrated those tokens.
Amen.
And I'll make every diviner to be mad.
Amen.
I will turn even wise men backward and make their knowledge to be foolish.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I am he that confirmeth the word of my servant.
Amen.
Performeth the counsel of my messengers.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And saying, you know, wonderful things to us this year. But I'm not going to go into that. You'll hear more about it on Sunday. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Listen to this before we disperse. Sister Dora has something to share. Go ahead.
My children, I am not a God whose hand is short, that I cannot stretch forth my hand to save. I am the Lord God that made the heaven and the earth. And I want you to believe in me, for I am your maker. I know everything about you. Don't take me for a little thing. Don't take me for a little thing. I am the Lord that kept it today. Trust in me. For I am yet to do greater things in your life. There are some sheep that have strayed because of a lot of things that have happened. I will bring them back by myself. My outstretched hand will bring them back. But I want to speak to you, my sons and daughters. This new year 2021, behold, says the Lord, offenses shall come. There will be greater offenses in your homes. One towards another, brother against sister, sister against brother, in a higher dimension. I am telling you this because my word has already told you. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. Be prepared to quickly forgive your wives. Be prepared to quickly forgive your husbands. Be prepared to quickly forgive your children. So that my hand of coverage I'm going to put on you this new year will not be pushed aside. That you will not open the door for the enemy to come in. A lot of things are still going to happen. My children, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in my word. I will do greater things in your life. If only you trust in me, only believe my sons and my daughters. The barrel is a little thing for me to handle. Pandemic is a little thing for me to handle. I am the Lord God of Shaboah. I will expand. I will increase. I will bring in my own from the east, west, north, south. Do not bring yourself out of this. Because I have built my place. And I'm positioning my children in the places where they are to perform. Where I will meet with them. When you're supposed to be in the east, don't go to the west. Have you not read in my word? That as many as are led of the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Some will come to you to discourage you. This year 2021, I am the Lord. 2021 is in the past with me. You are seeing it as the future because I am the beginning, I am the ending. My children, I am reminding you again that I am the Lord God of your life. Because I live, you will live also. Amen. Have faith in me. Trust in me. You have heard the word of my servant. That is just a portion of what I have for you. From this moment, says the Lord of hosts, I will begin to do visitations. I will visit you in your homes. But will you be ready for me? Do not miss your day of visitation, says the Lord of hosts. Do not miss your day of visitation. Because if you miss it, you have a lot of things to lose. Though I can come back again, but for that day, for that time, for that hour. If there be anything you have to do at this time, is to stay away from offenses, offenses, offenses. You will now begin to get yourself, you know, any little thing, you are angry, you just want to say anything. Mind what you say 2021. Negative things, they are going to register more than ever. But my children shall be far away from that. I have told you in my word, be separate. Be separate. Even when it's going bad, speak my word. Speak my word. I have put my words in your mouth, old and young. Speak my word, says the Lord of hosts. My servants have been preaching in this place. You have heard the word of God through the television and other places. Behold, says the Lord, you're going to account for those words. I love you. I love you. I love you. But keep my word. Keep my word. Because I will continually be a shield unto you.
I will not like allow evil to befall you. What you saw in 2020 is a little thing. The protection I had over you will be in a greater dimension, 2021. Only believe me. Unmovable. Abounding in my faith always, because I am the Lord of all creation. Trust in me, my children. Walk out of this place like a giant, like a lion, because I will begin to move and walk with you as never before. This is a new dimension of life. Many negative things will happen outside. You will hear, your ear will tingle. You will hear, your heart may quake. But fear not, my children. I am a covenant-keeping God. I'm going to keep you to the end. If only you trust in me, says the Lord of hosts. Yes, says the Lord. I'm going to bless more people. I'm going to bless more. Bless more. Bless more. Bless more in different ramifications. Trust me. When they will be saying they are wanting, they are starving, they don't have it, you will be having it. You will not starve. You will not lack. I will be your provider. I will fight your battles that you don't even know. It's a time for my children to glorify me. For my children to be lifted above the waters, says the Lord of hosts.
Is the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord bless his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand up. We have come to just about the close of this service. Before we dismiss, I just have one quick announcement to make. We have refreshments. They're in the banquet hall. But this year, we're not doing sit down, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's being prepared as takeaway. You just go to the banquet hall, take your package, and then you may depart the building. Praise God. Please exit at the back of the building, not just now. We're going to say the grace in a minute. Exit the back, follow the signs to the banquet hall. Many of you know where it is. You'll be able to get your refreshment, your package. This is all takeaway. We do not want anybody to sit down. We will be closing the building in just a few minutes. Thank you. I want to say Happy New Year again to everybody. Happy New Year! And after we say the grace, you may greet your friends and families. Keep your masks on. Praise the Lord. Let's share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and your mercy shall follow us all the day. And we shall dwell in your presence forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Happy New Year. Greet each other. Wish everybody Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Hallelujah! 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 Praise the Lord!